Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. We have a great show. We got a sort of a roundtable type attitude today because we got some information that came over earlier today. And we'll go over in a second. First, let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing,
Scarlett? I am good. Great day. Welcome to our audience.
Yep. Yeah, and also, by the way, for all those that know, Wednesday we get with Simulcast on iHeartRadio, and especially because of what we're doing with addiction, we also are being recorded on Newsmax Radio for a future date. But one of our guests couldn't show, so but we still got a great guest, and I'm going to bring him on in 1 second. And to introduce him, I'm going to tell you the stat that came out. The every year we get a report on longevity of a person's life in this country, and for the second year in a row, it has declined. And the main reason is not COVID; it's addiction. Addiction kills more people in this country and around the world than anything else. And this is the topic: addiction kills. And I'm bringing on a young gentleman. Who's also familiar with I Am Sam at IamSam.org, and his name is Lauren Christian. How you doing, Mr. Christian?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, thank you. How are you?
We're doing great.
Great.
Very serious topic out there right now. And can you, a lot of people think that marijuana is okay. Can you tell us why it's not?
Well, all you have to do is just go to the American Lung Association. Just go to their website, and they'll tell you. Propane, arsenic, ammonia, formaldehyde, hydrogen cyanide, lead, mercury, a lot of things, a lot of heavy metals, a lot of very very bad stuff that is not good for kids. It's not good for babies. It's not good for you if you have a heart problem, if you have a lung problem. These are bad things. Is it bad for everybody? Some people swear by it. And they say, oh, I like marijuana. I like medical marijuana. It cures this and it cures that. But other people swear at it and say, you know, this is terrible. This makes me sick. I'm allergic to it. A lot of things, bad things happen, especially if you're very young. You can look at the studies. Even without the studies, cyanide, is that good for kids? No, it's not good for kids. When they use medical to try and dress it up and make it look better than it really is, well, if it was really medical, then the FDA would say, well, it's medical. It's not medical. I could say medical about all kinds of drugs, like heroin. People say heroin is good for you. Molly is good for you. On and on and on. And maybe for some people it is. Most people it isn't. And if I'm wrong about that, some people it isn't. And you don't want to do it around other people, especially smoking, because that means they have to smoke too by secondhand smoke.
The other thing is just as for young people, how about if you have a woman, say, 5 or 6 months pregnant and you smoke marijuana, is that good for the baby?
No, it's not. All kinds of things happen. And I actually forgot to include that. Pregnant women should not be smoking marijuana. Now, you know, I've heard of some of these dispensaries, they give out medical advice. Should they be doing that? Probably not. And saying, oh, go ahead and smoke marijuana. No, it is bad for you, okay? Especially for pregnant women, you are taking a risk and you're forcing your baby, your unborn baby, to take a risk as well.
I know. And I'll tell you, you know, it's not just that. Isn't there, we have reports now, fentanyl is getting into marijuana.
Now, I've heard that for a long time. Now, let me tell you about fentanyl. Fentanyl is an opiate, and it's about 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine. Now, morphine was considered a wonder drug during the American Civil War in the 1860s. But there's a problem with it. It's addictive, and you need more and more and more until you really, it's really, really bad. So therefore, they make it illegal, although it has medicinal value. It's sometimes helpful for a doctor or a physician to administer morphine, but you can't just automatically do that. Now, with fentanyl, 50 to 100 times more powerful. And then you don't even know if you're taking it or not. Now, the newest thing I just saw was people are from Mexico, you know, they're delivering fentanyl from Mexico, artificial fentanyl, making it look like candy for kids. Kids having fentanyl, kids having poison, not a good thing. But in any case, you might be in marijuana. You don't know. Somebody says, hey, I'll put a little extra kick in here. I'll have some fentanyl in here. Fine. So maybe you survive it, but maybe the kid next to you doesn't survive it. You force him to take it. Force him to inhale deadly fentanyl. This is a very bad idea. Very bad idea.
What do you think should be done to these drug dealers, enablers that deliver these drugs, knowing the dangers that they're in, that it's capable of?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, I don't get into politics. I try to stay neutral. But the one thing I liked about Andrew Cuomo, and I don't like to mention names, but I'll mention his name. He's not a governor anymore. But I like the fact that he was going to take drug dealers who gave to young kids the drugs. He was going to give them 2.5 years, a hard time. And I don't want to see anybody in prison. But if you're going after young kids, and I've seen them go after preschoolers. I've seen it. And they go after preschoolers. You know, that requires some hard time. Now, let me say this while I'm saying that, too. In some countries in Europe, they have a special system which has worked. They call it decriminalization of drugs. But if you're found with marijuana on you, they tell you, well, look it, stay in our country. In fact, you're going to stay. You're either going to do rehabilitation and pass whatever we give to you, and you'll do well on it, or we can take what you have, we'll sue you, and force you to stay in our very, very uncomfortable prisons. And you have a choice. You pay a fine, you go to prison, or you let the state take care of you in kind of a nicer way. Maybe that should be done. I don't like harsh treatments, you know, but we're getting towards that kind of thing more and more because, you know, we're pushing towards legalization. I say we, I mean elected officials who are hiding from you. But they're saying things miscalculated to mislead you so that you'll take this safest, and I've heard them say safest, joyful marijuana. Very bad, very bad, you know. So I don't have a good opinion of people who deal drugs. But I also, part of me says, don't be too harsh. But there's a part of me that is a little bit tougher. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You and I disagree on something. I actually seen, well, I used to work years ago in a period of about 10 years, 14 people I knew OD'd from various points of drugs, from cocaine to opioids and so forth, and they OD'd. We know of a client of a scholar of mine whose son and his son's friend both OD'd from cocaine laced with fentanyl. We know where they got it from, and we took care of it. But we know there's more coming, and we have to do that. But again, we believe that anyone that does pushes drugs to anyone is called a serial killer and should be punished as that, because low-level drug dealers, they average on a lifetime about 500 ODs, deaths. High-end drug dealers averages in the thousands. Both of them are considered serial killers by nature, and they should be tried and as such. And serial killers get the death penalty. And that's how you end it. But we also, at the same time, believe that we should treat drug addicts in high-end recovery centers with ability to get them deprogrammed and healthy and move them forward to where they're able to live their own life. Because if we don't focus on the recovery end, a lot of them will end up getting into the same position and keep doing the same thing over and over again. What is your position on what you said?
Well, we're not that far apart. I mean, I generally believe that people should have a second chance. Now, if their second chance, they keep throwing it away and they keep poisoning people. Well, they've now entered a new realm. They've entered a very bleak universe of revenge. And I don't like to see it, but there's some people who have entered that. And if you are poisoning people with fentanyl, poisoning people with marijuana, this can have an effect upon you. Now, the world is in bad shape in some ways because some people are just bent on doing harm to other people, and they don't care. They simply do not care. Should they be punished? Well, I try not to get into the end of it. I try not to. I mean, you know, it bothers me that somebody would be, and I happen to agree with you, they're serial killers. They're putting fentanyl in marijuana and cigarettes. Yes, they are serial killers. What do you do about them? Well, I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to judge people. Judge not, you know, lest ye be judged. I'd rather not judge somebody that way. I'd rather try and cure the addict first. I'm hoping to do that, but it's hope. It's hope right now. I want to do that. I don't want to get into revenge. That's my position.
No, I agree with you on that end. But the thing is, some people, the addicts, tend to gravitate to the people that give what the addiction wants them. And usually they will listen to the drug dealers and people that just turn their back on them and not fight for them and listen to them because they're okaying them, and they'll say, oh, go ahead, you know, and do that. And they're not helping the addict. In fact, they're making him worse. And they're creating a situation where it's bad for the addict, and eventually they will die because, you know, the body can only take so much.
I do have to agree with you. I mean, you must realize I do agree with you, but there's a part of me that tries to resist that because I just don't want to get into total revenge. And it's easy enough to do with these people. Look, I know about people who sell to preschoolers because I happen to be one of them. I was 4 years old, and people were not trying to sell to me. They came up to me, some adults, and said, hey, kid. Of course, I've been called kid in a long time, but they said, hey, kid, you want to smoke? And, you know, they went through a whole pack of cigarettes, and I didn't know you had to inhale them. But they were perfectly willing to have me smoke, you know, a four-year-old smoke, and this is the broad daylight, have me smoke. And, you know, I don't feel good about that. I don't feel good about that, and I know that I'm pretty sure that this kind of thing happens to other people. And Luis Cuomo was saying, look, you're going to sell the kids preschoolers, you're going to go to prison. And part of that was like, yeah, you know, I kind of like that, but I don't want to admit it. I don't want to admit it that, you know, I'm trying to put that part of me to the side and look at somehow or another healing people, not revenging myself upon them.
Okay, and I agree about healing people because I'm trying to work with, trying to get certain people to see the daylight of certain things about addiction, may it be alcohol or drugs or combination thereof. But because of the power of the addiction and the power of who they hang out with, the environment that they're in, it's like fighting a losing battle. And in one situation, you got a little baby in the womb to actually, that's now an innocent bystander, which doesn't have a voice because the baby's not born yet. So we as individuals have to speak up with a voiceless. And that baby needs protection because of the environment that mother-to-be is in and the fact that she hangs out with a drug dealer who actually said to be also a murderer, among other things. And also has a track record of violence. That baby is in deep trouble right now, and we're trying to get, and we're working with various agencies and ministries and stuff to make sure that baby will survive and get a chance, despite the environment that she's in and that addict. We would love to save that addict and make sure she'll be a great mom, but right now the addiction and the people she's involved with is preventing that. That's the fine line. We have to speak up for the voiceless, and that baby needs to detect it. That's a big thing.
You know, I happen to agree with you again, more than you think. Now, I've been thinking about what can be done. You know, one of the things is we're electing or be helping people, elected officials, say things and do things. I don't want to use any names, but some people were helping, and I'm thinking, what is wrong with these people? They're saying these good things about marijuana. It can do this and that, and they're not explaining how harmful it can be. They're not explaining the other drugs, how they can be harmful, but we want to legalize them anyway. We want to get them out there. No, there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong, and I don't. That's one reason I don't get into this polarization thing of Republican versus Democrat.
It shouldn't see addiction doesn't read Republican, Democrat, Independent. Addiction doesn't see white or red or yellow or color of any skin or sexual orientation. Addiction hits everywhere. And that's
I agree with you. And I think a broader approach, at least as far as what I'm thinking, is more important because people, let's say, for example, when they light up, I just read that, I think it was the New York Post today, that some guy was sitting in the subway, and he was sitting next to this guy, this little girl, I think it was 4 years old, and he started lighting up marijuana, and the father said, please don't
light up next to my child. He punched the guy. Now, he got in trouble with the law, and thank goodness he's in jail right now. But, you know,
that's
the kind of thing we're dealing with, which is he doesn't care. He doesn't care
that's
at all.
Because,
and we have to each person has to start thinking, you know, I'm my brother's keeper. I'm my sister's keeper.
Yeah.
It starts with us.
The reason why these people don't care is because they know they can get away with it. In New York, he might have been arrested at the incident at the time, but I guarantee you, an hour or two later, he's out on the street because you have a very district attorney, and especially what's happened in Manhattan or in Brooklyn or in the Bronx.
I think it's a shame. I heard about the guy. I'm not going to use his name, but I know who you're talking about. His name should be Turn Him Loose Bruce. And I know who you're talking about. That's what I will call him.
Yeah, we had a judge years ago, we used to call him Turn Him Loose Bruce. So we do that. We have a judge down here by the name of Force, and we call him Let Him Loose Force because he allows... Yeah, because he allows people that he doesn't follow the code, the penal code in the state of Florida, and he allows people that is mentally incompetent by law, who's been charged with a felony, to walk around the streets because of so-called medical condition, which is now being proven false, and he walked the streets. But the law states that if you are on trial for a felony and you declare mentally competent, you have to be institutionalized until you declare mentally competent to stand trial. That's the law in the state of Florida, and yet he's still loose. And that's why DeSantis is going to fire this judge if he hasn't already.
Colorado's got a big problem because, you know, they voted in that pot was okay, and there are a lot of people have died in Colorado or really, really sick from drugs.
California, Colorado, Oregon is the future. If you want to find what the future is, go to the past. Find out about Oregon. Find out about Colorado. Find out about California. They have had terrible experiences with this stuff. I talked to the sheriff there, I think of Sisyphus County, I think it was, I'm not sure, a few years ago, and he said, this is a terrible idea. Okay, but that's his opinion. But he has to be the one to enforce the law. And people do not like what's going on in California, and I don't blame them. I mean, for example, in some states, they just give money to marijuana companies. They don't collect money. They give them money. You know, and I could talk on about how bad those things are, but I think each person has to say, you know what? I think this is wrong. I think I will not smoke it. I will not let people smoke it. You know, people say to me all the time, well, one person anyway, he used to say, hey, I smoke marijuana. You know, so what do you think about it? I don't care, but just don't make other people do it. If you know the risks legally, if you know the risks medically, okay. And by the way, he had an early on stroke in his early 50s and some heart problems too. He was always going to the hospital. This is not safe. Now, was it caused by marijuana, even though studies have shown it could cause it? I don't know. He died early. You know, I mean, he was always smoking, drinking. Now, did any of those other things kill him? I don't know. As long as he didn't make other people do it, I was okay with it, kind of. I had a little trouble talking to him because, you know, I'm well known as a person opposed to marijuana, but not really. You know, if you know the risk and you have a plan to protect vulnerable populations, that's one thing. I've never seen it happen. All they do is, the best I've seen, the plan, you know, the plan to protect people who don't smoke. The plan just says, oh, there's some law out there. There's something out there that's going to stop it. In other words, what are they doing? They're saying somebody's going to sprinkle some fairy dust around and everything's going to be fine. That is not a plan. That's crazy.
Okay.
You know what
also,
I mean?
What's the difference between marijuana and spikes?
Well, I believe spice is, I'm not an expert on that, but spice is synthetic. So it's a little more dangerous. Marijuana, the marijuana that people remember from Woodstock, the older people, they
yeah, but that's
people,
the real stuff.
The other thing people said to me, hey, dude. I smoked marijuana during Woodstock, and it was okay, man. What's going on, dude? What are you doing? And I just say, what's your problem, dude? Well, first of all, it doesn't sound quite right. Somebody's talking to me like that, and I've had people talk to me like that. And secondly, the marijuana is with THC. That's the abbreviation. That's the psychoactive drug in marijuana has been increased. It has gone up. It is really dangerous. But, you know, back in the days of Woodstock, these people who say they're okay, dude, with smoking it, I don't think so. I listen to them, and they're not going to be replacing Abraham Lincoln anytime soon. I'll tell you that.
No. You know, no. It causes brain damage in the long run.
That's it. And if you begin younger, it's even worse. And if you're beginning in the womb because your mother has been told marijuana is the way to go, man, she's in trouble, but more so than her unborn baby is even more in trouble. It's just not good. It's not good. I mean, if you're going to use these drugs, do it in private, please.
Yeah.
And, now, you know, and make sure you don't have common air with other people. Like people say, well, I do it in an apartment, and I'm allowed to do it. Well, if there's common air, you're poisoning other people. And there's also a danger to yourself. You have a natural guilt because you know that you're hurting other people all the time. You know, your natural protection from any other problems, well, you've thrown it all away because you're part of the problem, not part of the solution. You're poisoning people. Even if you intentionally become ignorant and say, I didn't know I was poisoning somebody. Well, if you're smoking marijuana next to somebody, yes, you are. You are.
But I want to tell you, the people they don't care or they don't realize it. I think they don't care. And that's the problem with society. They don't care about hurting others. And you have people out
There's a lot of them doing that. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. That's why you have to begin with yourself. You say, do I care? Am I my brother's keeper? Do I care? And if you don't care, then you're part of the problem. Then you say, why don't I care? You have to do some soul searching. Why don't I care? And if you can change that, you can start changing other people. I will tell you, as I've gotten a little bit older, and that does happen to us people, all people, you get a little bit older, when you see somebody saying, you know, I don't care, and they talk to you, you know, you start feeling like, no, you don't care enough, then maybe I can't talk to you. I had friends of mine, they tell me that. They say, well, you're pugnacious. I've had people tell me that, and I don't agree, but they say you're pugnacious because I stand up for honesty and integrity. One job I had, for example, I'm not there anymore because they were trying to steal from workers. And twice I caught them at it and exposed them. I didn't have a job anymore after that. But I felt good about it. You know, they didn't push marijuana on you, but they pushed dishonesty that would hurt you on you. You know, or somebody says, well, you're well-mannered, but people don't like it. And I said, well, I don't care. You know, if somebody's going to come and insult me or they're going to smoke marijuana on me, I've had that. I just walk away from them. You know, I'm not going to be around anybody smoking cigarettes or marijuana. I just feel that that's wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and it's really important that we get that out there. There is, like I said, if you had a show, like right now in Florida, we actually have an initiative in the schools about keeping people away from drugs. And working in the schools about drugs, similar to the Just Say No to Drugs that Nancy Reagan used to do. Casey DeSantis is doing it down here in Florida. And we're actually still going in and we're getting rid of the dealers. But it's not just the dealers. It's they're going into the mindset of these kids. And they're actually playing with them and with the indoctrinating, recruiting them and all that stuff. And they're starting even at kindergarten or preschool levels now. And that includes drugs. And we have to, and that's what we're starting. What would you say to the parents about the kids in Deidre?
Well, the very first thing is parents, I would say to the parents, don't smoke. Don't smoke. I mean, if you're going to be smoking around your kids marijuana or cigarettes and think they won't smoke, you're taking some fairy dust, you know, some drinking, you're smoking something or taking fairy dust yourself, because it's not going to happen. Your kids are going to follow you like, oh, mom smokes, I'll smoke. Dad smokes, well, maybe I'll smoke too. What the heck, you know, I'll be an adult. No. You know, people, you know, you have to start, you have to give it up. Don't even smoke outside. Just give it up. That's your first, that's the first thing you do. You have to make sure that you are centered and you are giving this up. You're not emitting from yourself that it's okay. It's okay to smoke. You can't do that. And stay away from people like that. I went to a place where I spoke out against marijuana. And boy, I'll tell you, I was about the only one who did that, and there's a lot of people who didn't like it. But, you know, this one guy got up there, and I won't mention any names, but he claims he was a doctor. And I thought, witch doctor? Oh, he's a witch doctor, okay. Because he got up there and said, marijuana is the safest substance there is. Not safe, not safer, the safest substance. Come on, man, you're no doctor. You know, your doctor, a witch doctor, or your doctor no, or something like that. You know, go see James Bond, not me. And then I found out later he's a real doctor. I thought, oh, my God, how can he be a real doctor and tell people, it's the safest thing to smoke marijuana? You know, all they do is fall asleep. There's a lot of studies showing that marijuana makes you violent. There's a guy who tried to take down a jetliner. You know, he came from Colorado. He was in Colorado, got high off of marijuana, and then decided that he was going to take a bottle or two and smash it over the heads of the attendants and try to open up the plane and take it down. You know, he only got like 3 years in prison. You know, that's pretty. And he was on the no-fly list after that. You know, and I
he should got a lot more than 3 years.
I agree, but I didn't tell people that because, again, I don't want to sound like a vengeful person. But 3 years for smashing up people's heads, for trying to take down a jetliner with all aboard, that's terrorism.
Right.
I think he claimed it was marijuana made him do it. He would have never done anything unless he had taken some marijuana. But isn't that nice? We use it as an excuse right now.
But they do that anyway, some people. You know,
yes,
what about the rabbi that actually, we have a rabbi down here in Palm Beach County that supports legalizing all these drugs. And I'm not going to name a name, but what would you do if you were part of the congregation with that rabbi in there?
I would talk to him and I say, do you realize, and I go through all the science of it, and each drug and how, you know, each drug that he wants to legalize. I can't believe he wants to legalize all drugs. You have to be crazy. But I would tell him, I would show him, here's how you can look it up. Here's how you can look it up. Here's how you can look it up. This is really bad. And if he says, you know, shalom, this is, you know, really good stuff, you know, and starts reading me some prayer, Brooke, I told him, annoying, you're going to die or something like that, I'd say he's probably crazy. But if he decided that he was going to preach to people, I'd say, well, there's a lot of people who are going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to you when I hear something like that. I'm out of your congregation, and I'm going to tell everybody about you, and that's what I would do. I would have to drop out of the congregation. Now, earlier in my life, I attended different cults, and this is nothing but a cult, you know, the cult of marijuana. And I remember the guy saying to me, no more dropping out of school. Get jobs. Get money for God. God needs money because he's in prison for blah, 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 blah. God's in prison. God can turn invisible, bullets don't hurt him, blah, 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 blah. I said, why does God need lawyers? Why does God need money? I was kicked out. And you know what? I'm happy to be kicked out of there. You know, you can't think of yourself. You can't think that something like that. And you can't look up on the internet and see hydrogen cyanide. Cyanide? That's good for you? No. I don't even have to go through all the other chemicals. And even if it's low concentration, it has the same toxin profile as cigarettes. So you're getting, you know, so all the studies, once they're done, the CDC says 7 million, more than 7 million are dying a year from that, from those toxins. Do I need to look at tests to find out, should I smoke marijuana? No. And it is addictive. The CDC says
the big question, is marijuana a gateway drug?
Well, that's the thing. I looked at the CDC, I looked at some others, and they say it's still an open question. But, you know, others think it is because, you know, you take marijuana and then, you know, you get addicted to it or you get dependent upon it. You start saying, I need a bigger kick. I'll go on to heroin. I'll go on to Molly. I'll go on to these other drugs. But I'll tell you this, it's a gateway drug. It is a gateway drug in the sense that, always, that you can say, well, if marijuana is legalized, why don't I legalize LSD and spice and heroin and everything else, you know, everything else that will kill you, you know, why not do that? So same argument.
We know people. I know several people, including the young lady I told you about, I was pregnant, who went from marijuana to spice, to cocaine, to crack, thanks to a bunch of people. And she's not the first person that's done that. Millions of people around the country and the world that does that. And it's deadly. And that's why more people die from overdoses in this country than any other disease in this country history. And that's, you don't have to take my word. You can take the word of the CDC. You can take the word of all the medical outlets everywhere. They all tell you the same thing. And they just came out with the longevity with every year where they tell you how long an average person could stay alive. And for two straight years not because of COVID. They'll use that a little bit. But the real reason is because of addiction overdoses, drug overdoses, especially with fentanyl. And it has been going down for the last two straight years. The average life expectancy has dropped twice now in the last 2 years. It's because of that.
Well, the borders are open, and the drugs are just coming through from China.
Yeah, and you know, people just need to be educated. All they have to do is, if you know how to use the internet, which turns out to be most people in this country, they can just go there and look at the CDC themselves. They can look at the American Lung Association, on and on and on. Now, here's what people have said to me when I pointed this out. They said, well, they're all liars. Everybody's a liar. Well, prove it. You know, just don't say it. If you can't prove it, that's something else. You know, you got to be able to at least show some evidence, at least come up with some facts. How do you know that everybody at the CDC is a liar? Let me tell me the evidence, like you have a recording or something. They have nothing. They say, I think they're evil or something. Like, come on.
That's just
they're
in a you know,
of marijuana, and I just stopped listening to them. They say crazy stuff like that.
Do you remember the TV show Dragnet back in the day?
Yes,
when they
I love
a whole
it.
Story, yeah, they did a whole story about marijuana and drugs
and Friday.
Yes, did the whole thing.
1970. Yes, I've watched it a few times. I think
you know what?
It's
the same
very
thing
good.
Now.
Yes, go ahead.
It's the exact same thing now. We went from one generation to the next, and they're not learning. Even the commercial where they fry the egg, and that's your brain going to be fried because of pot, of marijuana, and drugs, and people don't get it. And when you try to educate them or try to tell them you're making mistakes, especially when you're carrying a baby, you're making a mistake. You need to change direction. You need to fight for your baby. And they just laugh you off or they call you a villain. They don't realize that they're actually murdering their babies by doing what they're doing.
I agree with you. I happen to agree with you. I liked Reinette, and I never found he said anything wrong on the show. It was a little outdated because one thing he always used to say is, well, go and vote and make it legal. Well, they did vote, and they made it legal in California. I think it was in 2014 or 2010 or something.
Yeah, well, the way they vote in California is crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Smoking marijuana, I can smell it. I'm a very good smeller, and I'm thinking, what is wrong with, especially kids, what is wrong with them, you know? And part of it is they need to have their mind, they need to have discipline of the mind. All they have to do is just go to the Internet. Go to the search button. Go to any of the searches, and you'll find out. That's what they say about it. They don't say, oh, okay, everybody at the CDC, anybody who does a test is all liars. They're all paid by whatever. I don't even know what they're talking about.
There's a lot of people leaving California, Oregon, Washington, and Colorado and moving to states that they actually protect the citizens and stuff. It's crazy because I talked to many people in California today, in fact, the last few weeks, and they're frustrated as hell on everything.
Yes, they would be. I mean, you know, it's like the elected officials are trying to turn, I hate to say this, but they're trying to turn the United States into narco state. I mean, that's where we end up. They should look at those states and say, everything that they said is not only false, it's 100% false. You know, like more marijuana is going to end the black market. No, it's going to spike the black market. Kids will smoke less. No, they smoke more. You know, everything is wrong about it.
And another thing,
now this might make you think that I'm a little bit on the vengeful side. I try not to be. I really do. But this whole thing about, you know, there's a discovery that people have made that a lot of stoners are also school shooters. So I'm just suggesting that maybe we should recriminalize marijuana so that if you are found with marijuana, it goes on your record and you can't buy a gun. You can't buy a machine gun. You can't buy an assault rifle. Jeez, I don't know what you're going to do.
I agree with you, except for one major problem. There's a law that was put in place by a former president when he was in office called the Promise Program. And that kind of hit, what it did was prevented felons, kids that commit felons to be put on the record. They want to prevent the train ride from school to prison. So what they did is they took a felony and they lowered it to a misdemeanor and kept it in-house. So a lot of people like Nicholas Cruz was able to get a weapon legally because his mental health and his situation could not be reported, and no matter how many times the police were around because of that Promise Program. We got rid of it for the most part in Florida, and a bunch of other states are doing it, but you're 100% correct. There's two things related to all those mass shooters. One, every single one had mental health issues. And number two, every single one was a drug addict.
You know, I didn't know all the ins and outs about it. You've elucidated me just to some degree. But that's, you know, we don't take care of the gun problem. I know that's another show, another day. But all of these people are stoners who go out into schools. I'll tell you about a story. There was a DA in a state where marijuana is legal, or it was going to be legal, and he said, well, we got to get the guns off the streets. And the elected official said, well, we wouldn't have guns on the street or in cars, illegal guns, if we legalized marijuana. Well, that makes no sense whatsoever. You know, this whole idea is like they had to have guns to protect themselves. Guns, guns, guns. This is a bad way to go, you know, thinking of mankind. thinking that, you know, the worst, that mankind is basically evil, so we must have guns. We must smoke marijuana because the world is so bad that yeah, maybe we're hurting other people, but they deserve it. And it's just going to end us. And you know, it's almost like fighting a fire that started in somebody's house, having to fight because, you know, we're heading towards global climate change and for the worst, you know. But we're never going to change it as long as we're willing to hurt each other. That's how we got in the problem in the same place. We're fighting in a burning house, and we're not changing it. We're saying, oh, we're the good poisoners because we sell marijuana. You are the bad poisoners because you have greenhouse gases. You know, pollution is pollution. And if you're hurting people with this, and you are, then you're creating more danger for more people. And you can't do that kind of thing unless you really want to destroy the world, the planet. And people don't realize that we're getting closer to that.
Lauren, we're coming close to us to the end of the show. I would like to do you have a final word?
Yes, I have a final word. I'm going to take it from that guy who used to play in Westworld. If you haven't started to smoke, don't smoke. If you're smoking, quit smoking. That's my final word.
Okay. And is there any way to our listeners to reach you and to get in contact with you?
Yes, there is. Do you want me to send it? I thought I gave you my email address. I don't want to announce it on the air. I get too much hate mail as it is. You know,
oh, okay. That's fine.
As I said,
I had someone come over
at 2 a.m. in the morning, a marijuana person screaming out about marijuana.
Would you like to come back on our show in the future?
I'd love to. I'd love to.
Okay.
You want me to send you my email?
Yeah, send it again.
I can't on the air, but I thought I gave it to you.
Send
the email the same way it was
Joe
on my phone number. Yeah.
We'll touch base again.
I don't know how to text, but I can call you up on your phone and give it to you again if you want me to do that.
You can do that.
That sounds great because I'd love to be on your show. I love to educate people. I'm a lifelong educator, so this just is, you know, beautiful for me to be able to be here. And I thank you very much for having me on your show, both of you. This has been great.
You know what's good about this? This also got you onto many other shows. This radio show is listened to over 100 countries worldwide, and it's been simulcast on iHeartRadio. And because of you, and next time Luke will be around, and Luke was on Newsmax, and so we have an agreement that anytime we bring you or him on, it'll be recorded for Newsmax too. So we're good there.
You're
a great
good to me. You know, the more people hear of me, you know, and I try to say good things about people, all people. You know, that's why I'm taking that little part of me that's kind of vengeful. I'm trying to strike that from me, and I want to say good things and do good things. And cure this mess that we've created for ourselves. And I thank both of you very much for having me on here.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and
keep
have a great
Keep the great
night.
Work going.
I will. I plan to. I love to. Okay. Is this the time to sign off?
Yeah, you can sign because we got about 10 minutes left.
You're a great
and
role
got
model.
Some work to do.
You have a great evening. God bless you.
Thank you, both of you. I'm gonna end the phone call right now. Okay.
All right.
Thanks again, and I'm gonna end it. Here we go.
All right. Bye bye now.
Bye
bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was very interesting. Everything else, but tomorrow, tomorrow the illegitimate president. The fake one.
He has no soul.
Yeah, he's going to soul the nation. He has no soul. That's right. We are going to either tomorrow night, sometime after that, or Friday, we're going to do a podcast on the interpretation of
the
soul.
We're going to rebuff it.
Yeah.
Look
how you have State of the Union and then the other party rebuffs it. Well, we're going to do the same thing tomorrow.
That's right.
Or
we're
going to
have
Friday
the State of the Man Who Has No Brain.
Yeah, especially when he goes to Pennsylvania and he got the endorsements wrong of candidates.
I'm gonna before I sign off here, I just want to make a comment. Gavin Newsom, what a man. He tells you that he doesn't want to put gas in the cars. He wants you to do electric. But then he comes out today to not charge up your car because there's a problem with power. You got to love the guy. He is one oxymoron.
The other thing is, I've been talking to, I would say, close to 1 million people now in 3 months across the nation.
So.
And, you know, around 50, all 50 states.
The number one reason they're voting for Trump is?
Because they want to go back to the country that is pro-America, they could go to a gas station and pay less than $2 a gallon to go out and buy food.
The number
and
one reason everybody's, the country's turning red is?
Why?
Because people are going damn ass poor from the left's bullshit. And I'm gonna leave you on that note, and I'll be back on Sunday with something all new to express. This is Scarlett telling everybody, God bless America. Have a great night. Bye, Joe.
Bye. Hey, what's cooking here, and there's going to be a lot of good things coming on. We'll have a lot more. I'd like to thank Newsmax for simulcasting our radio show tonight. I would like to thank iHeartRadio for doing the same and about 35 other radio stations throughout the country. And I want to welcome all these new listeners from around the world. We'll continue to do that. And the same thing with the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, which you'll find on about 20 different platforms, including Spotify and Anchor and web browser and many others. And we'll continue to grow there. We'll continue to fight for election integrity. We're going to continue to fight for the American agenda, the American dream. We're going to continue to fight to make America great again. And we're going to continue to talk about and expose lies. So we're going to have, again, we're going to continue to actually do something on addiction. And we're going to, we're going to have Luke on in a week or two on history schedule, and then we'll get Simon Kitts again on Newsmax for that one. And we've got many others talking about addiction. Again, I want to thank Lauren Christian for coming on. It was really great show. And if you don't know, marijuana kills in many different ways. With the poisons that are in it, some of the stuff like cyanide, it's really deadly. It's a poison that kills people. And now with fentanyl coming through, and if you're pregnant and you're smoking pot or you're smoking marijuana or you're doing all kinds of alcohol or drugs, you're literally murdering your baby. So it's time for you to grow up and take responsibility of the womb. See, the baby in the womb is voiceless. We have to speak up for the voiceless. Just like we did to win the battle over Roe v. Wade and got that overturned, we're going to continue to fight for the babies that cannot speak for themselves. And it doesn't matter if it's one person or a million people. We're going to speak up for the voiceless. And again, I want to thank everybody for listening to this very important show. Go into archives and replay this and many others. And we got other topics coming on. And we're going to have candidates that are running for office straight down the line. We will know by tonight or tomorrow morning on Sarah Palin, because official vote count on the way they did their primary is always by midnight tonight. So we'll know at that point. But the way that format works is that the lowest vote getter loses their votes. It goes to the person in their party. In this case, it was Sarah Palin. Based on that, she should be the next congresswoman over there. And then, of course, she'll win in November again. So that's the way it is. And there's only one left of the swamp that's still that we need to get rid of. And that is senator from Lucy Murkowski. And that Murkowski, and she'll be gone in November. And this is the way it is. And people in Minnesota I've talked to, They can't wait to get rid of the Attorney General over there, Ellison, Keith Ellison, and Ilhan Omar, they want gone. So they're too busy with that. And in Michigan, everyone is doing supporting Tudor Dixon, so as the governor, because nobody wants that one in there. So we'll continue to do that. Again, the AG, the Republican AG, is Jim Schultz. That goes against Keith Ellison in Minnesota. We are endorsing him, and we're endorsing Cicely Davis, who's running against Ilhan Omar. We can take them both down. And by the way, latest polling, Herschel Walker is up by 2 to 4 points right now. Dr. Oz is now winning in Pennsylvania, and Moskowitz is winning in Pennsylvania. That's why the idiot was over there yesterday, and he screwed that up. Mastriano's winning in Mastriano, rather. So, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Things are working out really good. Carrie Lake's up by double digits in Arizona. Masters is up slightly, but we'll get him going. And there's going to be more rallies there. We got Connecticut's in play. New Hampshire's in play. We could take 5 to 10 Senate seats and 50 to 100 House seats. Anyway, it's time to leave you. Have a great night, and we'll see you on Sunday. And stay tuned tomorrow night or Friday for our review or response to the illegitimate guy in the White House, the Soul of the Nation speech for tomorrow.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this. God.